Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I walked during that song. I went to look to see what you put up on Instagram yesterday, you guys. It's the coin hole conversation, which apparently goes on for 5.5 minutes.
Like, Is that right?
I could only watch 2 minutes of it before the song was over. Mm-hmm. What's that?
It went on longer.
Longer than 5 minutes. We talked about that for over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's so, like, we are, she's telling us, she is Nicole, and we do a Zoom meeting every day. So we're all looking at the four of us in a grid on our little devices.
Our little friends.
Our little friends. So Bryn records the thing and he can cut it up, and that's what you sometimes see on the Alice973 Instagram. So yesterday he puts up this conversation we had, and the funniest part of it is we're all so incredulous that A, anyone's using coins, then B, you can use them at the self-checkout. Like,
and the youngest person on the show is still using cash.
She's explaining it.
It was a big debate at my house. Like, my aunt was listening at right at that segment, and she was like, what? They have a coin hole? And then my parents had no idea. And all my sisters were like, yeah, we do it all the time. We just dump all of our change in there. Like, because it's
amazing.
It's better than to just dump it in a machine that just hand bags of coins to the register, like the cashier.
Oh, no, yeah. It makes sense. It's that any coin slot I'm familiar with is one where you slip it in like a video game. Yeah. It's one at a time. This whole pouring your pocketbook into the thing, including your pencil shavings and whatever else you've got at the bottom of that bag.
Gum that's been chewed and put back in a wrapper.
That I didn't know about. And you'd think that I would have noticed a big mouthy coin hole. That's
right,
all.
Me too.
Well, I asked my friend, my sister asked her friend who's 21 or 22, and we thought she would know. She goes, no, I had no idea. Like, where is that? Like, and then she thought we were talking about when you do pay with cash, it spits out coins, like for change.
Yeah, there's that.
And I'm like, no, it's on top of that. She literally had no idea. So I guess it just depends.
Yeah, we just don't pay attention because I think we all pay with cards now.
Yeah,
we
don't, some old.
You know, we wouldn't
or
know.
Or our phones. Yeah, you're so old, Nicole. God.
I don't pay with anything with my phone, but I absolutely walk around with that card and it gets hit everywhere I go.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you ever use your watch to pay for, like, John leaves the house without his phone and just, boop, pays with his
The only place
watch.
I go is Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's
and
where
so
he does it.
I bring
have self-checkout there, too. Just like
my American Express. What?
Yeah, they have self-checkout at
Whole Foods.
At yours, not mine.
Yeah, not mine either.
Okay.
Mine has narrow aisles, lots of people, and there's a 50 people in line at every register. That's mine. That's my Whole Foods experience.
Nice plug.
Yeah, thanks, Whole Foods. Don't worry, I'll be back. Don't worry, you've got the stuff
no,
I want.
I love Whole Foods. I have to go almost every other day. But in fact, yesterday, so I got off at 12:30 from you know, daddy duties, ran out to the beach to look at surf. It was no good. Went grocery shopping, and then, you know, I run through that store, get all the things, and hit it with a card, and I was off to my HOA meeting, which there's
fun. Oh my God. How did that go? Did you guys solve all your problems?
It went well. There's some things we're working on that, you know, we got to deal with lawyers and some things. So it's big meetings, big doings. Yeah, it's anyway. Wow. Let's do some trash because that's not a fun story.
I want to hear more about HOA meetings.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I like HOA meetings. I mean, I like hearing about other people's HOA meetings. Right. That's what I meant. I don't actually want to go to one of those. Celebrity Trash brought to you by masks. Yes, masks. They're still a thing.
Who needs them?
We all need them. Oh, by the way, did you guys see that now they're saying you should have at least three layers of cloth? And I'm like, oh my God, it's enough.
I didn't.
Well, that's the new recommendation, is at least three layers, you know. So now people are putting two masks on at once, and my bandana mask is you know, it's a regular mask with a bandana folded in half over the front that you can tie in the back. So that's the one.
Whoa. Yeah, anywho. That's still, so there are people with three masks and still people with no masks. So,
you know,
it runs the
no mask. You know, Nicole does point out here that they have another benefit besides protecting you from COVID. They actually will keep you warm during the winter. And I will say, when I ride my bike, I'm actually grateful for my mask. I'm like,
oh my God.
This is working out. Boy, my face would be super chilly right now if it wasn't for this mask and my breath keeping me warm. My mask will actually, like, if I breathe hard enough into that thing, it starts to get really damp. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I got a damp piece of cloth across my face.
Especially if you're riding a bike, you're all sweaty.
Well, I don't get sweaty on my bike.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I ride an electric bike.
Yeah, I know.
If you ride your acoustic bike, then that's your own, that's your fault. Oh, man. I feel like I get side-eye from the people who are riding real bikes or regular bikes.
Oh, whatever.
Well, they're checking you out because those are as wide as electric bikes have gone. It's still impressive to see each time you see it. You go, that person is springing straight up a hill.
Yeah. Flying up the hill.
Oh, I always feel so bad, too. You know how you get behind the guy who's huffing and puffing and really busting their ass, and their legs are going 50 miles a minute because they're in, like, the lowest gear, mm-hmm. and they're just going, and they're going to get to the...
Well, you shouldn't feel bad.
I go, ding, ding, on your left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm, like, singing a song and kicking my legs out to the side.
Those guys are not doing it to get from A to B. They're doing exercise, right. so it's part of the process.
I think that the whole point for some people is the exercise, and the point for me, because I am so anti-exercise, I just want to be outside and breathing fresh air, mm-hmm. and seeing the sights and
that's
not
awesome
sweating.
Too.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, I love it, but I do feel guilty about it because I'm like, oh, they're working so hard. Oh.
I was riding yesterday with my mask on. I saw a friend that I hadn't seen in years.
Oh,
and
randomly on the street.
Randomly, I was like in Burning Game, so I'm riding around trying to get my exercise, and I see him. So I'm like, hey, but I'm wearing a mask and I have a helmet on. I'm a biker, and he just like looks
probably
at me.
Probably glasses
like,
too.
Yeah, right? Like a crazy guy. I'm like, oh, well, there's that. Didn't say hi. I was like, okay.
Did you text him later and go?
I didn't. I just
tell
you know
me
it's
you
been
should.
It's been a few years, you know. So whatever.
Yeah, but at least he'll know to be on the lookout for you. You know.
I guess.
All right. We're going to start with death. This is a terrible death, and it's out of the blue, and the guy's 44 years old, and we had only just begun to hear that this guy was battling cancer, and he's gone. This is Dustin Screech Diamond.
When I saw this yesterday, I thought, my first thought was this must be not a hoax, but one of those stories
that
gets out on the internet and then, you know, and no one verifies it and everyone spreads it. So I think I must have seen it on Instagram or something. Someone posted the picture and I went, no, I'm not going to buy that yet.
I had the same reaction because also this guy is, you know, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he's like known for pranky stuff and for bad behavior and being kind of a jerk at times. So I thought, is this like a desperate, you know, trying for attention thing?
Well, I think you just nailed it. I don't know any of his past history in terms of his, he was a movie or TV star that could no longer find work and was desperate is the term.
Yeah.
I think he even did like porn.
He did.
Didn't you do that story?
He did a porn.
Like it.
He did a porn movie, but then he later said it was a deep fake. Which, of course, it wasn't. I mean, come on. So Screech from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond, he passed away at the age of 44. He was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer 3 weeks ago. He had completed his first round of chemo last week, so they immediately got to work trying to save this, or to buy him some time, I should say, because I think that he was, you know, he's stage 4 lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that he was... It didn't start in his lungs. So by the time it made it to his lungs and he knew he had this cancer, it was already elsewhere. It had started elsewhere. So he was diagnosed just 3 weeks ago. His team said, excuse me, he was diagnosed with this brutal, relentless form of malignant cancer, and it spread rapidly throughout his system. The only mercy it exhibited was its sharp and swift execution. Yikes. Dustin didn't suffer.
According He's from to San Jose. Did you know that?
I didn't. No. Huh. I thought he was from Saved by the Bell. Turns out. That's not the only
Bryn.
Thank you. Winning, duh.
It says here, American actor, director, stand-up comedian, and musician.
Yeah, he was a... He, actually, let me continue this. I've got some of that stuff. So according to reports, not a smoker. And he said, I think the cancer came from asbestos in the seedy motels I stayed at while I was on the road a musician. But it sounds like it started somewhere else and then spread to his lungs. So, and I don't know. I mean, unless you're, they say unless you're messing with asbestos, it's pretty... It's static. It's just, you know, you'd have to actually lick it. Or
well, everybody looks for blame, too. So
sure.
That's no...
Well, right. How did I get this and why did this happen to me? So the end came quickly. Over the weekend, the British tabloid said that the doctors told him it would be terminal and that he had anywhere from a few weeks to a year or two left. He had two final wishes. One of them was to meet his idol, Justin Chancellor, the bassist from Tool, and to visit the Star Wars exhibit at Disney World. I guess he's a huge Star Wars fan, and he was thinking about starting a Tool tribute band right before he was diagnosed. And they say here he taught himself several Tool songs by watching YouTube videos. So obviously the cancer took him out before he had a chance to do any of those things. The whole cast of Saved by the Bell is paying tribute to him. I've quotes from everyone here. Mario Lopez... said they were hoping that Screech could make an appearance on season two of the Saved by the Bell revival, but now he's pushing for there to be some kind of tribute. It's not really clear why he wasn't part of the first season. He said he wanted to do it, but there's some bad blood. He put out some kind of tell-all book back in 2009, and they were all like, F you, dude.
Yeah, back to the desperate thing. I mean, I don't blame him, you know, when you are someone who's widely known but can't find work. It's either go get a normal job and be made fun of for not being able to, you know, keep your celebrity status or whatever, or you find ways to make cash, which is write tell-all books and do porn and whatever other desperate thing you can
and
find.
Stab people and go to prison. He
did that?
Yeah, he actually, I don't know how long he was in for, but he got in a fight with somebody in a bar. This was a while ago. And he stabbed a dude. And then he didn't kill him, but he stabbed him, and he ended up spending time
serious.
In prison. So he released a homemade porn tape. He later claimed that was a fake. I seem to recall him trying to do like a yard sale out in his just all kind of, and then he was printing T-shirts and just desperate for continued relevance and money, I'm sure. You know, you live at a certain level and then suddenly that money dries up and you're 30 years old. You got to start writing books and selling T-shirts.
Well,
making
porns. Not to get a regular 9-to-5 job, like, you know.
Right. Yeah. Or you could go
like
get a job at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
I'm a celebrity. I shouldn't have to.
Right. I should just be able to be rich. And it is tough because certainly it's like that guy who was found. I can't even think of his name, but. Somebody called him out for being a star, and he's working at like a Whole Foods as a checker.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Oh, Trader Joe's. Yeah.
It was Trader Joe's. Yeah.
It's you know, you got to have a job.
But that dude had a different attitude about it and a healthy attitude, actually. You know, work is good, and I have a family, and I need to work.
And so I would say that someone who's as famous as Screech, it is difficult to have a regular job. You are just all day signing. I don't know, autographs for the people walking through your line, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe there's an embarrassment factor to it. Oh, this is what you've been reduced to. But there's honor in any work.
Right, I agreed.
Believe, and you feel good about being occupied. Anyway, rest in peace, Screech. That's just, I feel like that happened really quickly. We had just heard about this whole cancer thing, and he's gone, 44 years old. Groundhog Day is today.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Groundhog Day. And The Wrap, which is a website, they put together a list of, you know, Groundhog Day isn't the only movie where the day repeats over and over. And but that is, of course, probably the most famous one. We were even in a play called Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's right.
You and I last year.
Right.
It was
singing
last year,
songs. And
was that last year? Oh, no, I can't.
It truly
could have been 2 years ago.
It had to be 2 years ago. Yeah. So we went and saw that. It was put on right here in San Francisco, and it was wonderful. So here's a couple movies that are sort of it, and the first one that popped into my head was the Tom Cruise one, which is great. I think it's called, let me find the actual.
Starts with an I.
It's called Edge of Tomorrow.
All right.
Return, repeat, something.
Close.
That one came out in 2014.
I like that movie, yeah.
Oh, my God, me too. I thought it was really good.
Live,
I think
Die, Repeat.
Live, Die, Repeat, yeah. Mm-hmm. Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat. It's a war against an alien race, and Tom Cruise keeps dying and waking up at the same point. He's got to try to win the war over and over, and he's got to convince, and he's the only one who remembers, so he's got to convince these people that he's got to spend half the. And I find that movies like this get kind of tedious because you're seeing the same thing over and over. And it's like in the original Groundhog Day, there's a few times through where he just doesn't care and he walks off cliffs and he just kills himself because he knows he's just going to wake back up. Like, it's like a video game where you've made a fatal mistake, but you still have to play it out for the rest of the day. And he would just, you know, light himself on fire or whatever. Like, let's get this
over
with.
Yeah, that was one of the cute parts of the movie, sure.
So it's hard. You got to win these people over, you know. It's not just a regular day where you don't notice it's the same day over and over. There's a couple on here that look good. It's a whole list. It's actually on the wrap, Bryn. I was thinking that some of these look really good. They mentioned 51st States, the Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore one. Palm Springs, which is Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti. It sold for a record $17.5 million to Neon and Hulu when it premiered at Sundance. It says a then record, so I don't know if it's since been eclipsed. But it's a pretty new movie, 2020. The film stars Kristen Milioti as a woman dreading attending a wedding, only to be drawn to Samberg and get caught up in his own infinite time loop. So I don't know if you like this kind of thing. There's a bunch of them on here.
Is it Groundhog Day and 14 other movies that repeat the same?
Yes.
Is
that Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah.
I'll post it up to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
There were a bunch of them. I actually got kind of trapped in that and read through the synopses of a bunch of them and thought, oh, I could watch that. Ooh, that looks good.
You know, one thing we all have in common right now is too much TV.
That is
no
true,
doubt.
Vinny. We got to find things to watch.
You know, I turned my mom and brother on to Ted Lasso, and they watched the whole season in a day.
Well, it's only 6 hours or 5 hours. So if you've got a whole day.
I just thought, you guys, you couldn't, you know, I know that you, my brother, I'm thinking, I know you missed your mom. She was here for 3 weeks, but what in the hell? Oh, you just sat there all day?
Oh, they watched it together.
They watched it together yesterday?
That's sweet.
After you, so on Sunday, you're driving home and they're watching Ted Lasso?
And they watched the entire season of Ted Lasso.
Oh my God, that's so
they probably
so
finished by the
funny.
Time you got home.
But before, right.
Before even, yeah.
That is classic. God, that show is so good. Ted Lasso's on Apple TV. Let me just tell you this really quickly because I want to get it. It's been in my folder for 3 days. 21-year-old Ella, let me get her name right here. This is the daughter of Ella Emhoff, Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, the daughter of her husband. She has got a modeling contract for IMG. Same as, is it Amanda, can't think of her last name, the poet, who is actually going to be performing before the Super Bowl, too, on another note.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's going to do
is
another.
Is it Gorman?
Gorman.
Yeah, it's
that,
Gorman.
That's it, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's part of the pregame stuff that's happening on Sunday.
Cool.
So, Ella Emhoff, you would love her. You need to take a look. She is, she's modeling like a crochet.
Is she a little girl or a grown-up?
No, she's 21.
Oh, okay.
So she is, but she's a chick who doesn't shave the underarms, and she's got her arm up in the air. I thought you'd enjoy that.
I like a natural lady.
I know you do. She's got like a checkerboard crochet hat, bikini top, and purse in one picture.
Who's she again?
She is Kamala Harris's husband's daughter. There you go.
Is that the one?
That's it. Yeah, zoom in
What's
on that
name?
Armpit. Ella M. Hoff.
Zoom in on the armpit. All right.
Yeah, zoom
it.
Right in on that armpit. There we go. There you go, Vin.
American artist, it comes up as. Huh.
Artist.
That's what the title here is, or what they put next to her name.
So she's been signed. They say they gave her a lucrative modeling contract. She's kind of, I would say she's not your typical model looking. She's skinny. She's not your typical model. She's
pretty.
Cute. Yeah, she's very pretty.
She's got a tattoo of a cow.
Yeah, she's got a cow. She has like a weird birthday cake with like maybe people on it. She's a vegan lady.
She's really popular in social media.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, everybody loves her just because of who she is. But she also makes her own clothes, I think.
So she might have crocheted that purse.
I think
hat
she
combo.
Made her. I know she the jacket, the outfit she wore. She had something to do with that at the inauguration. But a lot of people like her just because of how out there she
is. They say she has her own
cake
her
tattoo.
Own.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Is it three little people standing on a birthday cake? So the coat you're talking about, it looks sort of like a classic kind of a tweed coat,
mm-hmm.
but then it's got kind of gold spangly stuff going on with the shoulders. She just has her own style and people noticed and looks like IMG signed her. So there's that. That's all. Oh, there it is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if those are sequins or what she sewed on there, but she's definitely got her own thing going on.
Yeah, it has
that
fall feel. The colors of
right, yeah, like the autumn leaves have mm-hmm. fallen on her shoulders.
So
it's really
well, good
pretty.
For her. I hope she's able to, you know, get some good work and make some good money and
whatever else she hopes to accomplish.
Right.
So that's Ella M. Hoff we're talking about. That is Kamala Harris's, our new Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. All right, Vinny, that's it. What's coming up in the news?
Well, you mentioned Groundhog Day, so I'll tell you whether or not we've got six more weeks of winter.
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.